Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
The blood always accomplishes just what God said it accomplishes. It always, always, always overcomes the enemy. But here's my clue. I saw the devil come in like a missile against people that weren't in sin. How'd that happen? Turn to 1 Peter 5:8. Say glory. The second way that he can get in is a lack of watchfulness. Watchfulness, she said, is the price of constant victory. Now let's look at 1 Peter 5:8. This is where she got this. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist? Steadfast in the faith. The word vigilant is the word she's using to show watchfulness. It means watchful. Be watchful. Watchfulness is the price of constant victory. Our enemy is so set on our destruction that he never sleeps or neglects to follow after us to destroy us. How sad that we, who have so much at stake, should be less diligent than he. A failure to watch also gives the devil a place in us or permits him to return.
We should cry for the blood to be upon us, within us, around us, and between us, and all evil and the author of evil. This blood is a way of watchfulness. This blood is speaking blood. The Bible says that it speaks. It speaks because of the life that was poured out. The life is in the blood, and the blood of Jesus Christ speaks for you, speaks your case for you, speaks against the power of the enemy. The last thing before we sleep, we should in the same way cry for the protection of the blood. Even in the night, the true bride of Christ in the Song of Solomon cries out, I sleep, but my heart wakes. Oh, that we would rouse ourselves to a greater intensity in the things of God. We are so half-hearted, and yet we must overcome an enemy that's constantly alert and ready to take advantage of all carelessness and neglect. Soldiers are severely dealt with for even a small carelessness or neglect. If we neglect to watch, can God call us good soldiers? Oh, how much we suffer because we fail to watch all the time. I say unto all, Jesus said, watch. Not one person is excused from watching. We shall never get into this life to a place where the enemy does not try to attack us. But God is not willing that we should be overcome even once. Always He causes us to triumph in Christ. Not one failure as we trust and obey. Now, turn to just over a little bit to 1 Peter 2. In 1 Peter 2, it says that we are called unto obedience. 1 Peter 2:1. We are the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, and we are called to obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You can, by faith, sprinkle, apply the blood of Jesus to you and between you and the power of the enemy. But it has to be something that's done by real faith, because you know the power of the blood, not just some mechanical thing. People give you wonderful things whenever you're studying along these lines. This is a wonderful little tract that we're going to get. It's called Honor the Blood. And from the old timers, I found that they did this, what they called Honor the Blood, all the time. They honored it. They honored it by giving it a place. If you honor someone that comes into your meeting, you might give them a place on the front row. You give the blood of Jesus a place by honoring it. You honor it with your mouth. You say, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The life and the power of God is in that blood. That blood, just in a little cord, protected Rahab and all of her family. The blood of Jesus Christ protects me and my children and my household. and my things in my house. I always apply the blood of Jesus to my house before I leave, and I'm gone about 90% of the time. And I was talking to my son about it the other night, and he said, Mother, I'd hate to be somebody try to break in your house. Oh, this is so good. He speaks of the basis of our power and authority over the enemies, the blood of Jesus. The word of our testimony is added to it. This is the practical application of our belief in the blood of the Lamb. Sometimes when the conflict is close, our testimony will be directed to the enemy. Jesus practiced this truth. He spoke that word right directly to the devil. Under the protection of the blood of Christ and with the authority vested by Christ himself, unafraid and unflinchingly, we notify Satan he's a defeated foe and he has no right or power in a given situation because you're moving against him and his activity with the standard provided by God, the precious blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, some successful warriors, he said, that I know, take this simple stand of faith. I cover my home with the blood of Jesus to protect occupants and possessions from any influence, Satan, that you or your evil spirits would try to exert. I bring to bear the power of the blood of Jesus to bind you. Remember that the Lord told us what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. It is helpful to remind him that God said, what we bind on earth, he binds in heaven. The applied blood of Jesus always calls his bluff. He was stripped of his power at Calvary. He is utterly helpless against the blood of Jesus Christ and its power to bind him. You work from a position of authority. We've got some really good books on blood back there. We've got Mrs. C. Newsom's book. Other books. We've got a book by a little lady named Grace Roos called Spiritual Warfare. And the enemy was so in after her and her children. And the Lord showed her to take the blood of Jesus and use it like it was a whip against the power of the enemy and drive him back. The Lord showed her to plead the blood of Jesus over her mind that she wouldn't be deceived by the power of the devil. He tries to deceive people with angels of light. And I've taken that one up. Hallelujah. That's called watchfulness. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. In Revelation 12:11, we're told they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Not merely by your word or their word, but by your testimony to what God has done, and coupled with your faith in the blood, is this overcoming accomplished. Bless the Lord, O my soul. When the blood was on the door of the Israelites in Egypt, no evil dared come through that door. We are safe because of the protection of the blood. Here's a little book, another one that we've got back there by a man named Maxwell White. I'm going to read you a couple of things out of it. First, on what he said about faith and the blood. To plead the blood without faith or with our hearts full of fear is both repulsive and ineffectual. When we plead the blood audibly, care should always be taken to do so in simple, believing faith. Then it does avail. There are no rules. It is the simple offering of the blood of Jesus in faith as priests of the New Testament which bring results. God will hear the blood cry and will respect that which it has purchased for us. In other words, there are no little formulas. Here's how you say it. Here's how you do it. This and that, we're all going to learn here this morning, and we're going to. And he explained some things about that. Let me read to you what he said about that. When people have gotten down two or three generations from, you know, the first, oh, glory. I don't have time to get into this, but it was at that initial outpouring that the knowledge of the blood came to them. And the Lord spoke to them about the connection between the Holy Spirit and the blood. And the blood and the spirit agree, we're told. And they witness together, we're told, in the book of 1 John. And the blood of Jesus Christ made way for the spirit in you. And the blood of Jesus Christ shed made way for them to go down and receive the Holy Ghost at Pentecost. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So in the early, early days of this outpouring, God spoke to them about the importance of the blood of Jesus and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And they had a great revelation and light on pleading the blood, what to do about the blood, speaking about the blood. But there are no hard and fast rules. And then some generations down, people began to preach, or not preach, but teach just the road of the thing. And they learned, well, we say this, we're under the blood, or they'd say, he can't cross the bloodline, different things like that. And he said concerning that, let me warn against mechanical repetition. Obviously, pleading the blood mechanically is vain repetition, and it's ineffective and foolish, especially to the unbeliever. But for the child of God who pleads the blood in faith, it always brings results. Now, I'm going to read you this little statement here. The destroyer cannot get under the bloodline where it has been placed. But unfortunately, too many have been loosely taught that, quote, Satan cannot get through the bloodline. They have not been informed that Satan can and does get through if the bloodline is let down. And how do we let it down? By disobedience, by not really having faith in what we're saying, our actions not matching it. But I can guarantee you, my great-grandma, they went after them with axes, tomatoes, rotten eggs. But you didn't take her off the blood of Jesus Christ, and you didn't take her off the power of the Holy Ghost. And when the people in town that wanted to run them out of town got sick, they called for her and my great-grandpa, because they moved in that power of God. And just because some people lost the power of it, we're not going to lose the power of it. We see the power. There is power in the actual blood of Jesus Christ, simply applied by my mouth in faith. I believe it. That protects my family, just like that blood, that little cord, protected Rahab and her family, and even more, because I've moved on in the circle up toward the glory. I found out from reading all these old books that Satan doesn't like this message about the blood, and he tries to take it out of the church. I'll read you some things this man said. Satan will do all he can to suppress practical teaching, and that's what we're talking about tonight, practical side of it, on the blood. He hates it more than anything else. That's why the Lord told me today to bind him. The blood of Jesus, they would apply it like to, and he just explained how he ran into a nail and his head began to bleed profusely. And he would apply it, they applied it like you would a salve or something. And he applied that blood of Jesus, and just in an hour, or you couldn't even tell that the nail had ripped him. Well, I'd heard about this. And my son's caught a lot of fish this summer. We hardly can keep up with him eating his fish. So we had a big family fish fry on Labor Day. And I fried the fish, and Mom and I, and we had a good time with our family. And I made cornbread, you know, to go with the fish. And I put that big iron skillet in the oven, you know, to get real, real hot, and then cook the cornbread, and it turned out real well, too.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E. BRIM.org, or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.